It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday edition of the Midwest Digest, being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. On the upcoming This Week in Agribusiness, I sat down with Susan McIsaac, Discovery Science Lead for the Climate Corporation, to discuss how variable rate scripting tools in Climate Field View can help farmers maximize profitability.
It's really important to get that crop off to a good start, isn't it?
It is. All of those decisions that you make at planting really set you up for a successful harvest. And we also know fields can be really variable, so it's important to have a plan. It's important to make those decisions and set yourself up for success, and Climate Field View can help develop that plan.
Addressing that variability with a customized planting plan can really help profitability, can it not?
It can. We've shown that there's a yield benefit to using Climate's advanced seed scripting. In 2017, users who used advanced seed scripting saw a 5 bushel per acre yield gain versus farmers who were writing their own scripts.
To see the entire interview, make sure to catch This Week in Agribusiness. And to learn more, visit climate.com. Why, sure, you are ready for the weekend, all right. But did you remember this is the shortest one of the year? At 2 a.m. Sunday, clocks across the United States, except in Hawaii and Arizona, move forward an hour. The 100-year-old tradition is known for worsening the Monday mornings that follow, and it's suspected of increasing heart attacks. And is it possible the days are numbered? You know, more than 20 states last year had bills introduced to end or to change somehow the 2 times a year clock adjustment. Indiana, being along the border between the central and eastern time zones, has wrestled with time issues for years, and we'd be surprised if that ever changes. Some of the folks we know who are realtors tell us they are bracing for a tough spring. They think this could be one of the weakest spring selling seasons in recent years, and there's more than one culprit. Yes, the mortgage interest rates have been rising. Then there's the new tax law that reduces the incentives for home ownership. And first-time buyers are getting frustrated, being priced out of the market. Home values have climbed for many months. They say at the National Association of Realtors, the next few months will be a critical test of the housing market, as about 40% of the housing sales for the year occur between now and June. From This Week in Agribusiness, the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee is among those pushing back against the president's import tariffs. Kansas Republican Senator Pat Roberts says the higher manufacturing costs resulting from the tariffs will be passed down the supply chain and will ultimately mean higher consumer costs. And Roberts worries about the potential damage to farmers. He says this could be similar to past actions in Washington where American agriculture had to pay the price. Did you hear about the young man in Iowa being sued by his town because of what he said about the smell? In Sibley, Iowa, Josh Harms has a website entitled, Should You Move to Sibley, Iowa? City officials were so upset about it, they sent him a letter asking him to take down the site or face a possible lawsuit. Young Mr. Harms on his website says there's a processing plant in town in Sibley there that smells like what he described as rancid dog food. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.